Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. It is May 4th, about 1 hour post equity market close and one day after the most recent Federal Reserve decision to raise rates a quarter of a point. That is very much in line with what we had anticipated. Obviously that spills over into all of the investment landscape, but particularly in our case, we're kind of hyper-focused on more so on the equity and commodity side at the moment, much more so on the equity side. And that has done exactly, or pretty much exactly, what we had originally talked about for a few months now. We were looking for an S&P price of 4,200, and we got pretty much there. And we took that opportunity to raise a cash position, unload some of our long equity exposure. And really more than anything, well, two things. One, to have that cash available to redeploy, but two, to kind of have some protectionary, aspects into this Fed announcement. And obviously this is portfolio specific, so different risk tolerances. Everyone kind of sees a different, a little bit of a different view when they're looking at their portfolios. But so we got to that 4,200. It looks to us that we are on our way to that 4,000 level that we had anticipated to redeploy that cash, obviously in varying degrees, depending on risk tolerance, portfolio design, that sort of thing, with the ultimate, still the ultimate target of somewhere between 4,400 and 4,450. I'm keeping these numbers a little bit general, by the way. We have more specific levels, but to keep it easy, 44 to 4,450, that would satisfy the statistical things that we've talked about, all uncorrelated or pretty much uncorrelated, that we still think will come to pass. So those are positive things. Obviously, that doesn't get us back, or doesn't get the markets back to all-time highs. But for most portfolios, that would actually should create new all-time highs. So we are pretty excited about how we're positioned. Pretty excited about what we've done so far this year. Obviously, we've got a long way to go to get through 2023. And of course, obviously, too, there are a lot of geopolitical things going on that we're having to pay attention to. That can definitely have an impact on the marketplace itself. But in terms of what we can anticipate, and that would be the Federal Reserve, we got exactly what we wanted out of that. And I do think with this upcoming June 14th meeting, May will be very interesting to watch. Traditionally and seasonally, May is, I think, the second worst month of the year for the S&P 500 and just the general equity marketplace. But I think seasonals are going to take a back seat this year. And we've talked about that a little bit in really over the last 18 months. I usually very much pay attention to seasonal analysis, but I just don't think it applies as much right now with everything going on with this interest rate environment, inflationary environment. So if the month of May can stay somewhat in a kind of choppy lateral price action, then I think that June 14th meeting, when they have to, at least right now, as a 97.2% probability that they will say we are no longer raising interest rates, then the equity markets are primed to really meet that end of year statistical somewhere in that range that we've talked about, between 12 and basically 15, maybe 16%. So that's all of that lines up, and if you think about it, it really makes sense too, because that gets us halfway through the year. Definitely what the Fed does not want, or it seems like they do not want, is a marketplace that is double-digit returns so soon into the year. They are definitely wanting to keep, they do want to keep spending down. And a lot of times when you have rising equity prices or rising portfolio investment portfolios, yeah, that tends to lead to more spending, and they don't want that, especially when it happens in a short amount of time. So by being able to keep equity prices somewhat in a channel between now and what would be middle of the year, then announcing, a pausing of rising interest rates would give us a really good end of year trajectory in our opinion. So all in all, very, very pleased with where the portfolios are, kind of how we've managed the cash position versus equity position. And we'll have to continue to monitor week in, week out. But that is, so far, it looks to be sort of fallen into our beginning of year plan. So with that, that's pretty much all we have for everyone this week. With that, we'll wish everyone a very happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and look forward to doing this again next week.